back to school time, and we were having some fun discussion recently with what sent you to the principal's office. I had talked about my arch nemesis in middle school, Tim Bauman.
Tim.
And the fact that just because I would toss like little crumpled up pieces of paper in his hair, that he stabbed me with a pencil, I yelled, got sent to the principal's office.
Dang it. And you still have the mark.
I do.
You're marked for life.
I do. And then I remember I took a pencil, again, another pencil-related principal's office for me.
Pencil crimes.
Yeah, I took a pencil and threw it out into the hallway during one of my science classes. And I want to say either middle school, I was acting out. In middle school.
Sounds like your rebellious years were in middle school, yes.
Yeah, and I got sent to the principal's office then, too. The rub on that one was when I threw the pencil out into the hall, I did it right as my mom and my sister were walking by.
Oh, no.
And check mark on that. But then my sister, who is in a wheelchair, was actually using kind of crutches at the time. And so she stepped her crutch right on the pencil.
Oh, no, no. Did she fall?
Yes.
Did you make your sister fall?
I did. Yeah, she fell.
Benjamin she Aaron.
Fell. So not only did I get sent to the principal's office, I caused my sister to fall down and did it right in front of them.
Oh, how awful. Did you feel that day? That is such a double whammy.
Well, my mom never really let me forget that one. So,
of course, I wouldn't either. Neither would should your sister.
Yeah,
I'd be tossing that one out quite a bit.
I mean, my sister has plenty of other things that she can hold over my head.
Of course, she does. Yeah. I'm sure all of them do.
Yeah, but anyways, what sent you to the principal's office? Now, Kelly, I could understand you seem like a very by the rules sort of person.
I was a rule follower, yes.
Yeah.
But I also would stand up for myself when needed, as is what happened when I got sent to the principal's office in first grade. Because Carl was on the playground throwing rocks. Mm. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and get rocks thrown at me. I'm throwing them back.
Oh.
And then Ms. Brown, the principal, came out and said, anyone that was throwing rocks needs to be in my office ASAP. If I find out you were throwing rocks and you did not come to the office, even worse trouble.
Did you cry?
I think I did when I had to tell the entire class why I had to stay in recess. Yeah. Yeah, because I was throwing the rocks. Yeah. I remember what I was wearing and everything that day. That is how the trauma imprints in your brain. Yes, I was wearing a little gray like jumper that my grandma had made me.
Oh, no.
It had a little ladybug.
Oh, no.
On it. Yes. And I had a little white turtleneck underneath. Like, I looked precious in an outfit my grandma made for me, and I tarnished it by being a hoodlum.
You tarnished not only the outfit but your entire family name.
Absolutely. I shamed them all with my life of crime.
You
that was the worst part of it. I remember it vividly.
Yeah,
like in the first grade, and I'm way older,
Kelly,
in the first grade I still remember how I felt, how my face got all like red and hot. And I was just like, I have to do the right thing.
That moment
to fess up.
That Kelly had a choice.
I had a choice.
She could either veer and take that life of crime, that thrill that she felt throwing
Look
rocks.
Around, blame someone else.
Blame
point
someone
the
else.
At
right.
Someone else.
Or she or own up to it and take
turn
the path
myself
of
in. Righteousness.
Look at that.
I had to turn myself in. And friends, I made the right choice.
Oh.
And I've been on the straight and narrow.
Have you?
Ever since.
Okay. All right. So we'll take some
until
of
until I got to my high school and my boyfriend was sneaking over.
Yeah, you
we're
know.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to. No, you didn't get sent to the principal's office.
I didn't get caught.
Yeah, but.
We're not talking about that because I didn't get caught.
That wasn't a principal's office sort of thing.
It wasn't a principal's office thing.
All right. So we're going to take some of your stories coming up. Lindsay, Jennifer, Shayla, I mean, you all have got some stories we'll get to coming up. What sent you to the principal's office? You know, we're talking school now, and maybe some of you have already gone.
Yeah, maybe first week we've already visited. Right,
maybe first week.
Seen the inside of the principal's office.
If you're in the car with your parent, just look over and say, no, not me.
Nope, not me.
Not me.
Not me. Lindsay says I got caught without a belt during my senior year in, like, I don't know, October. And I had the entire year to serve a Saturday detention.
For not having a belt?
Apparently, Saturday detention for not wearing a belt? A little uniform violation?
Oh, was it a uniform violation?
I guess. Oh, or some sort of dress code violation. The principal, it was a super couponer. So detention was cutting coupons.
Are you kidding me?
Again, I had the entire year to get this done. Uh-huh. I was approached by the assistant principal in May telling me that coming Saturday was the last day to serve it. And if I didn't do it, I couldn't walk at graduation.
Wow.
So that Friday was prom. So, yep, your girl served detention the morning after prom, cutting coupons in my prom dress. 2001 for the win.
Is Saturday detention still a thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they did an entire movie.
Well, yeah,
AKA
The Breakfast Club,
yeah, which is iconic.
But that's from like 40 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they did in 2001.
They did in 2001. They did it in my era too, which was in the 90s. So, like,
I don't
that.
Know if Saturday detention was a thing. For, of course, I wouldn't know because I always followed the rules.
Except that one.
Except for throwing rocks in the first grade.
I was going to say first grade.
And to stay inside recess.
Such a streak.
Which is especially painful when you're in the first grade.
Yeah. Jennifer said, detention one time, eighth grade, I kept raising my hand for help in math and the teacher kept ignoring me and I mumbled under my breath, stupid bee. Oh my God.
Wow, Jennifer.
She said, one of the class clowns said, "Oh, she called you a B word."
Oh, dang it. Snitches get stitches.
Jennifer said, but hey, it landed me in breakfast detention, putting out all the chairs with my crush. So a win, I'd say.
Oh,
so wait,
yay.
Your crush was also a bad guy too?
Yeah, she's now a bad girl. So maybe. Oh my gosh. That's hysterical. Which, by the way, shame on the teacher. Wow. If you kept needing the help and then she kept ignoring you. I mean,
well, maybe she's just calling on other people, and Jennifer just couldn't see past that in her eighth grade fury. Was like, I know the answer too.
But because stupid bee. I was gonna say,
you mumble that stuff under your breath, man. Oh. You have
put on blast.
We'll get to one more here, and then we'll do some more.
Shayla accidentally set off the fire alarm trying to microwave a Pop-Tart in the teacher's lounge during drama club rehearsal.
Okay, so she didn't say it, but Shayla, the reason they have the warning on Pop-Tarts where it says remove from packaging before you heat it up, it's because of you.
Because of you, Shayla. That's why
it's
we have
because
that
of you.
On there.
She probably
it's
put
you.
It in the foil package
probably.
In the microwave, and it sparked and smoked.
Well, in her mind, it's probably like, it's going to get hotter faster if you just keep it in a nice little metal pouch.
It is kind of funny because when you start to microwave something you don't know has metal in it, and then you see it start to spark.
The sparks.
And
It's pretty quick.
It is pretty quick.
The sparks
quick.
Are quick.
Yes, it is. All right, we'll take some more of your calls and some more of your stories coming up here. What sent you to the principal's office? I love these. All right. What sent you to the principal's office?
Oh, quite a few. We got one from Chelsea. My kindergartner has his first week of school last week, and I already got a call because him being new to urinals thought it would be funny to show his butt to the other boy next to him.
Being new to urinals.
Yeah, you don't have to pull it all the way down. Yeah. That's his hard time.
You know what? Kids will learn.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. It's part of growing up.
Yep.
Trina said, expelled over dress code.
Expelled?
Yeah, not just principal's office. Too many buttons on my polo, then missed a belt loop. Had belt on, missed back center loop. They thought I was doing it on purpose. Expelled. I'm 38. My dad still loves to tell that story. Wow. It was Fern Creek High School class of 2002.
They did not mess. Expelled as in kicked out of school. Can't come back. She had the belt on and missed a loop. Are you kidding?
Tony the Welder said, I had a Miss Jackson in the early 2000s. She got tired of the Outcast references quick.
Oh, dang it.
After school detention.
How could you not, though?
2 weeks. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, man. You couldn't not, though. You can't not. Right?
Yeah. Tammy said, got caught borrowing the school mascot costume to surprise my best friend on her birthday. Aww. Middle of chemistry class.
Oh, that's just sweet.
That is sweet.
Courtney on the text line, I was in the 7th grade at Johnson Traditional Middle School. It was the year 2000. I was 6, so I went to the office to call home. The lady in the office was insisting I was faking that I wasn't sick, and I just wanted to go home. But I really was sick, so I stuck my tongue out at her. You would have thought that I bombed the school the way that they reacted.
Oh, wow.
I got written up, had to spend an entire school day in detention, and of course had to apologize to the lady in the office. My mom just laughed. See, that's great when the parents are like, this is fine. You know, you don't get mad. We actually, that reminds me, we got an email home because our son got a demerit.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be about you.
Well, he didn't really get sent to the principal's office, but actually he did have a conversation with the assistant principal because he was walking down the hallway, and this is what it said in the email, making orangutan noises. Just walking down the hallway going,
That's very specific.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Very specific.
Very specific. We had to laugh at that one like that. And we're like, all right, buddy, if that's the worst you're doing, then all right.
I was going to say,
that's kind of hysterical.
Did you ask him to replicate the noise for you?
No, we should have. We should have.
Another text from a listener, got detention for tooting in class in the 5th grade. It was an accident and embarrassing. Man, on top of that.
When you
let one accidentally slip, you think it's going to be silent and it's not. And then all the class points at you and then you get in detention. Then you get sent to the principal's office.
It's already bad that you're like the class tutor and then you get.
Oh, my gosh. Couple more. What sent you to the principal's office? Brooke said, signed myself out for a dental appointment to go with my boyfriend to the mall.
Oh, no.
Who we run into? My mom.
Oh, no.
She took us both back to the principal's office for detention.
She got turned in by her mom.
That's great.
That's great, bro. Savage.
That's great.
Oh, gosh. Mike walked to Dairy Queen for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Came back late to one of my favorite classes. Mm-hmm. Teacher was Mr. Strebel. Great guy.
Okay.
Wasn't there maybe 5 minutes, literally milkshake in my hand. A teacher I had never even seen before said she saw me pull a fire alarm.
Oh.
Apparently, they had a fire alarm go off while I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I was like, you didn't see me. Mr. Strebel was like, couldn't be him. He was late for leaving the grounds. He knew me better than that. Yet she still said she saw me. Trust me, I was a handful, but she definitely had the wrong kid. Moral of the story, kids. Had I only gone to McDonald's, I'd still be waiting for the dang ice cream machine to be working and wouldn't have made it to that class. Looking back, I might owe the teens at Fairdale High an apology. I'm definitely the reason they have more strict rules now.
Yeah, when it's you. When it's you.
I ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, sorry, there's closed lunch now.
Yeah,
closed lunch. Mike, back in the day.
It's my Dairy Queen shake. My bad.
All right. Those are good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.70 JX.